This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A popular relief program to assist renters is on the chopping block in Montana. The Montana Department of Commerce is set to stop emergency rental assistance applications in the next couple of days because of a backlog in applications and diminished funding. The Montana Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or MERA, which started as part of the December 2020 COVID relief package, allocates federal dollars to Montanans whose income levels qualify them for rental and utility payment assistance. The program isn't set to expire until September 2025. Since the start of the program, more than 12,000 Montana households have been provided with more than $109 million in rent and utility assistance. The stop will apply only to new applicants. Everyone who's been previously approved will still be eligible to apply for continuing assistance. Even as Montana has doled out MERA dollars to thousands of households, new applications are still consistently coming in. The department is more than 3 months behind in application reviews, so people who applied in October are just now having their applications reviewed. Rent payments following approvals have also been delayed. Those delays are starting to push landlords and tenants into a bind. Worse yet, there will not be a replacement program once the current rental assistance program coffer dries up. A consulting firm assessing Montana's state health care facilities over the last 9 months recommended closing a troubled geriatric unit at the Montana State Hospital and building two new facilities that would support the hospital's services. The recommendations were paired directly with troubling observations collected over the past 9 months that include patients who are not properly prepared for discharge from the state hospital's SPRAT unit and not receiving active treatment in other areas of the state hospital. For years, the SPRAT unit at the Warm Springs facility has admitted dementia patients despite its own policy forbidding it. Dementia patients are ordered there by the courts. The hospital has been forced into providing a care it was not originally meant to. The Montana legislature will consider a bill to wind down the practice of sending dementia patients onto the SPRAT unit via involuntary commitment. The consulting company Alvarez & Marsal told state lawmakers about progress and challenges at the state hospital, along with the state's other health care facilities. One of those institutions is the Montana Mental Health Nursing Care Center in Lewistown, identified as a better placement for state hospital patients on the SPRAT unit once the Lewistown facility's infirmary is built out to care for additional patients. The state hospital has been embroiled in crisis under Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's administration. A 2021 inspection found one patient death had not been fully investigated, and staffing levels were well below acceptable rates to provide a safe healthcare setting. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services had signed off on that report and was forced to review those issues after the Montana State News Bureau pressed the agency about how the facility could remain in compliance despite deficiencies. When CMS returned, inspectors found four additional patient deaths attributable to the hospital's noncompliance with federal rules. Repeated visits found repeated failures to maintain health and safety levels. Despite an extension to clear up those failures, the state hospital lost its certification and reimbursement agreement with CMS in April 2022, the first time the hospital had lost its certification. Other state facilities are also in need of improvement. The Intensive Behavior Center in Boulder is not meeting its obligation as a short-term intensive care facility and has instead fallen back into a residential care setting that is not adequately preparing patients for discharge back into their communities, according to the consultant. The firm suggested contracting a private vendor to take over that facility. Other critical problems include a lack of community care. That's among the state's most glaring problems in its mental health care setting. And retaining a steady workforce at the state hospital has been one of the central failings in that facility's inability to provide care. A year ago, the state health department reported 40% of the positions at the state hospital are vacant, and many employees said that management was driving the exodus. Alvarez and Marsal's report showed the vacancy rate at the state hospital is currently at 45%, and that management was still the primary reason people were leaving their jobs at state-run healthcare facilities. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.